first time in a long time, the Roundtable Ghost Show season preview is back in effect. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
You ain't heard them voices in a while. Woo-hoo. You ain't heard them voices in a while. This is the Ghost Show, the original LSU podcast, brought to you in part by AnnaValleyShook.com. That is AnnaValleyShook.com. I'm not spelling it out for you. If you can't spell that, too bad. Can you spell AnnaValleyShook.com, Carly?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, this is the Roundtable season preview, back in full effect. The usual people are back. I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. Cody Darrow to my left, as always.
Hola, que pasa? How your mama and them doing?
You hear him during the season. He's with me on Skype during the middle of the season. Patrick Morris in the middle.
Maybe in person this year with you, huh?
Possibly.
New studio digs.
Studio Munch in Ponchatoula, Louisiana. I forgot to point that out. Joe Labatt.
Who?
Stalvin Marvin.
There we go. Get it right.
My bad.
Stalvin.
What's up?
Oh. Loving
Chase Moody, everybody. Chase Moody. Chase got married, and he's such a loving husband, took his wife's name.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think it was his choice.
Well, if I get sideline tickets, I'm going to say I'm going to laugh at all y'all.
We only did that because we don't want to confuse the fans. It's Chase Ogeron. Yes, Ed Ogeron, defensive line coach, LSU's cousin. So get all the jokes.
Take this thunder out of
Trying not to take me for a
Chase.
Chase, give us a yawn.
How excited are you? How is it, though? How does it feel? Have a relative.
It's
coach
pretty damn
LSU
exciting.
Staff.
I can tell you that much. It's pretty damn exciting. I am looking forward to it so bad.
Thank God he sucked as an Ole Miss coach. Huh?
So have you talked to Ed, any?
I haven't. My dad's talked to his mom, which is my dad's.
Which is your auntie, which is your little cousin's niece, which is your.
I got my dad working all the angles for the season, so.
Got some angles.
Look, I'm excited.
I think
what I'm working on.
and that's how the year started out for LSU after the debacle at the Music City Bowl was the hire of Kevin Steele as defensive coordinator.
And everybody was like, WTF.
Everybody was like, yeah. And like the next day, Ed's a defensive line coach.
And everybody was like, woo.
And everybody's like, okay, that's all right.
We'll be all right.
We can
because
roll with that.
Because Ed Ogeron will be the next head coach at LSU after Miles leaves on.
Coming right out of the box. He's swinging right out of the box.
We got quarterback controversies. We got players getting arrested.
I don't want to go that far
You want to slide
yet.
Out Ed Ogeron, head coach LSU football, after Les Miles gets fired.
If we're going to break it out, let's break it out.
No, because as big as this was.
I will bet you my Tundra that doesn't happen.
I will bet you won't have a Tundra by the time that would happen.
Probably not.
Pat, I don't want to get too far ahead. No, this was exciting enough for me. I don't need that to happen to me just like
he
pass
might
out on the
have
ground.
His child on his own. He might carry his own child if Ed Ogeron becomes coach.
That would be pretty
dude,
wild.
Forgot, hey,
how the man, forgot
how
the
could you
the man behind the scenes. Podcast still pushing buttons.
What's his name?
The managing editor of AnnaValleyShook.com also created the Ghost Show. The Pierpont Pimp.
Wow.
The Cajun Billy D. Williams.
Oh, yeah.
The Five Layers of Flab.
And
we had a new nickname last night and I forgot it already.
Well, you also got the man of a 1,007 holes.
I forgot what it was.
He probably remembers.
No hole for the kid, so.
No.
Do we had a nickname last night?
How
we
should
have wrote it down. Shame on us. Shame on us.
What alcohol will do to you.
What's your preference, Pa? I know what your preference is. The Cajun Billy
Cajun
Williams.
Billy
Guess
D.
what?
Williams.
We ain't calling you that. You're Triple P. You're
it had
Triple
something
P.
to do with that game we were playing last night.
I think,
night.
Yeah, it was. So.
Yeah, sorry.
But that's the man. The managing editor of the Annabella Show.
The guy that's going to publish this show.
The Twitter King.
The Twitter King.
The Twitter King.
The Twitter.
Which reminds me, great segue, ways to get in touch with the show. Facebook.
Ooh. Facebook.
Nobody's probably looked at that in a long time, but you want to follow the
podcast
site. Follow
on
the
Facebook
site.
Anymore.
Go to AnnaValleyShook.com. Follow it on Twitter. Podcast on Twitter more than freaking who? I don't know. Who's on Twitter more than you?
The owner of the Twitter.
The owners of
Who owns Twitter?
Maybe the Kardashians.
Yeah, yeah.
Some rich people.
No, he's podcast king of the twits.
Maybe Junior Gillette's girlfriend. Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Next
so,
wife.
Rashard Robinson. Start some controversy.
2015
last
LSU football.
Go.
Who's excited?
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yay.
That wasn't very
Who's
good.
Supposed to be
ready to tailgate? All right.
Oh, yes.
Tailgating. More excited than football.
It is the 2015 tailgating season. It's August 1st. This is like when it all kind of like July, you go through the All-Star break and Major League Baseball trade deadline. Camp opens up next week. We got, I think, two teams starting Monday. One team starts Monday. Two start Tuesday. LSU doesn't start like Thursday.
Three start Thursday.
Tuesday. I saw it LSU on
SEC. You know what's also Thursday. Great about Tuesday?
It's your birthday.
It's my 22nd birthday.
Woo!
At tailgating?
So.
What's 22nd tailgating birthday?
At tailgating? Yeah.
Can we just talk basketball? Skip football and just go straight to basketball.
No, but let's be honest with you. Ben Simmons is here for 1 year. We'll probably win 20 games and that because John Jones is the coach. Yeah, so he's a Dale Brown protege, but that's not what we're here
to talk about.
Let's get
we
down
know why we're not talking about football yet because nobody knows what the hell we're going to get this year.
Has this been like a more like, I mean, seriously. All right, so let's start up with this. Right, it's the hot topic. Preseason rankings came out, Thursday, the coach's preseason poll? Yes. It don't matter because all that matters 13. Now is the college football playoff. What did y'all think of the college football playoff the first year? I thought it was great.
Love it.
I thought it was good.
Love it.
I liked it.
What the hell? That's my new garage. Right. So, no, look. LSU ain't going to be in it this year. All right, so preseason ranked 13?
I thought it was a little high. I thought we'd be about 17.
Well, you know why? Because everybody knows what we're going to do. We're good at what we do is run the ball. We suck at passing.
Yeah.
We have no quarterback.
You also got to look at schedule.
You still got to stop the running game. And the running game's still good for 6 wins a year minimum.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
With a strong back 7, yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay.
Because you got 4 non-conference games, you definitely win it.
You're looking at competition around the country. You're not comparing against the SEC competition. Yeah, they'll beat the crap out of us if all we do is run the ball, like, you know, try and do that. But you go against the rest of the country, nobody's going to stop us because we're going to only go 20 points a game. We're going to hold them down to 10 to 15, and we win.
Well, that's if Les keeps our stud running back in the game for the second half.
It is a point, but we do have backups.
We do got some good backups.
You also got to look at the competition, and there aren't any, except for Dak Prescott, there aren't any quarterbacks proven yet.
No, I mean, you got everybody
else's SEC quarterbacks.
Everybody else's expectations. I mean, you got.
So everybody's kind of a question mark.
Right. This is what you got around the SEC. You got Tennessee and Arkansas.
Arkansas's quarterback.
I'm worried about Arkansas.
You got guys who, Brandon Allen was starting the whole season.
Missouri.
Well, Missouri, yeah, Matty Mark, but he's kind of like the.
They lost so much around him.
Did he win the East for a third straight year?
He's kind of like the guy. He's kind of been there. He's almost like who's the guy from South Carolina who got kicked off the team? Garcia.
Yeah,
he's kind of like that guy a little bit. Where he's kind of been there. He's done good things, and kind of like okay, yeah, but Missouri's benefited so much from not playing anybody worth a crap. Yeah. I mean, they play the East sucks.
Back-to-back SEC team.
And West, they haven't played anybody in the West yet. They have not played us yet. They haven't played Alabama yet.
No.
Do they play Alabama this year?
They played Alabama the first year they missed.
And that was their only loss, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, just remember this team.
Who else did?
Thank you.
But they haven't played.
But have they gone through a gauntlet schedule?
No,
they haven't. No, they haven't. And this year, again, Western opponents. I don't know who their Western
opponents are. That's why I give A&M a lot more credit, a lot more credit coming in the SEC because at least they got to run a gauntlet every now and then.
Well, the West is a gauntlet. It's the freaking NL East of college football.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's the Red Sox, Yankees, and freaking Rays. I mean,
and the Orioles this year.
And the Orioles won the division last year.
That's what I'm talking about. Does Missouri win the East for a third straight year?
Probably because the East sucks.
I really think Tennessee
is going to
win it. Georgia.
Tennessee. It's always Georgia's year. Georgia never wins it anymore.
It's going to be Georgia.
Georgia's good. We can keep Mark
Rippon. They're due.
Florida?
Due it's like
no
once
Florida?
Every three or four years for them. Now, see, Tennessee's a lot of chic picks because we're talking about quarterbacks who came in the middle of the season. A lot of people love this Joshua Dobbs guy.
Watch for Tennessee to be a sleeper over there because he's changing that program around. The attitude.
Because 5-3, 6-2 wins the SEC East.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You got to beat Georgia and you got to beat Missouri.
Florida's going to win a couple games just on
Florida. Florida's going to be shitty as hell.
See, where does this even go?
I don't know where you went.
We were talking about quarterbacks. We were talking about the quarterback situations.
The quarterback situation and the schedule and how it favors the East. any team in the East, you know.
Well, we started talking about quarterbacks, and we talked about
–
You brought up that
– LSU has a favorable East schedule
ahead,
this year.
Let me ask you.
Yeah. Let's
if
bring
we
it
had before. To put our – are we the worst quarterback in the SEC?
Well, without question.
All right. Well, I mean –
maybe
that,
take aside from –
Kentucky,
I give
Vandy?
Us a slight edge over Kentucky and
– Actually, Kentucky's Vandy? Quarterback's supposed to be mid-range this
Who's
year.
Who's that? Patrick Toles, right?
Yes.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
He wasn't bad last year.
I give us a slight edge of a Vanderbilt's quarterback.
Just and because, that's it.
Just because – hey, what's up, Ricky? My neighbor's here.
That is
He
it.
Has no idea what we're doing right now. I didn't tell him about this. Nicole, explain it to him.
So our quarterback situation is obviously –
A slight edge of a Vanderbilt just because we request better athletes.
Well, that and
– I mean recruit better athletes, not request.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason. That is because he'll stand up – a little bit more in the pocket, he'll get an extra second to throw the ball over Vanderbilt's. That's it. It's the only reason. But how do you
That's
become
sad,
the
though.
Lead program that we are every year? And you just explain to me, and we've talked about this before, how the hell can we not recruit a quarterback that's worth a damn?
Joe?
How do we not recruit a quarterback that's worth a damn?
It's been boiling with you for like 3 weeks now.
Come on.
Well, I know you want. You can't wait.
How many quarterbacks have we recruited in Les Miles' tenure? 13. In 10 years, 11 years. That's not a lot of quarterbacks. Zach Lee, probably the best recruit he's had.
When played
to go
baseball.
Play baseball.
Okay.
That screwed us.
But he's talking about coming back.
Okay. Ryan Perilou, his first recruit, would have been pretty good.
If he wasn't so stupid.
If he wasn't a jackass.
If he wasn't from LaPlace.
Yeah.
If he wasn't from LaPlace.
Right. So what is that? When he gets kicked off the team, what does that do?
That set us back like 2 years.
Wait, hang on.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
To the Wolves.
Why are we still trying to recruit the same type of quarterback? When we get a quarterback like Zach Mettenberger, that's prototypical.
What they're looking for is a guy like Russell Wilson, somebody who's not necessarily a running quarterback, but who can extend plays.
That's great.
But they're looking. But they
adapt your offense around it, though.
Right. Yeah. They don't know what they really want.
Yeah, we have no idea. It's like, no.
Are they not able to get what they really
Anytime
want?
Anytime they've had a game manager, it's been perfect. Anytime they have a guy they try and base the offense on, it sucks. Bottom line.
Well, the other about problem, the guy we got coming in next year with Franks?
Cody, you are awful.
He's that type of quarterback.
He's building it up.
The other problem
just
is.
Just do it, huh? Just fixing it.
So that happens. Perilou's gone. Jordan Jefferson is a whiff because he was highly touted coming out of high school. He was a whiff. He just
he
didn't
wasn't
pan out.
Highly touted.
He was a five star.
Was he a five star?
He was a five star.
I mean, I don't follow recruiting that much.
The other,
I don't remember
the
John
other issue,
being
they got
I mean,
that wrong.
The other issue with quarterbacks at LSU is we haven't had a whole lot come out of the state. You've
so,
had
so
you
was
had
he
Ryan
a whiff?
Perilou,
was
had,
he a whiff, or can we just not develop quarterbacks at LSU?
I think we just can't develop a quarterback.
You got to look at the coordinators we've had
Lewis.
As well during that time. None of them have been great quarterback
okay.
developers.
Danny.
None
I'm
of
sorry.
Our coordinators have been great quarterback
no.
developers.
No, and Cam Cameron's supposed to be all right.
He did all right with
he
Mettenberger.
He did all right with
Mettenberger.
Because Mettenberger had something up here.
Mettenberger's first year to his second year was a big improvement.
Yeah, it was.
But he's willing to put in the time to
he
work, too.
He also had two that, NFL receivers he was drawn to, too.
I think –
no, that's nothing – no, Mettenberger was – no, that three-person combination was great.
So look at the five-star recruits that come out of the state since Les Miles has been here. Perilou, Jordan Jefferson, and now Harris. That's it.
Harris is five-star too?
Yes. Yeah, he was in the Elite Eight. He was one of the top
yeah,
players.
Yeah, but
was
it those as a quarterback or an athlete?
Well, my question is this. How come when we get somebody, I don't even want a five-star anymore. I want somebody who can understand a playbook.
Somebody who can
work on
ethic.
Their feet.
Give me a Matt Moll.
Exactly.
Yep.
I mean, if you're a five star and you're having trouble picking up our playbook for 2 years, then you have no business being on the field.
Well,
I don't want anybody on the field.
Well, I want a winner coming out of
I want somebody who's going to put in the time, that's going to get there early, leave late.
The jury's out on Harris.
Well,
Felipe Franks.
Right.
You know,
the only jury on Harris is he going to quit being lazy?
Did Harris put in the effort this season, this offseason?
A lot of people said no, and a lot of people said that.
You're talking about this.
This
coming
off
up,
season. Yeah.
Coming up or last year?
Coming up.
No, coming
did he
up.
Put the time in this offseason?
Coming up.
Has he?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we know this?
We don't know. I mean, they say 7-on-7s he's put in the work.
But a lot of people said if we didn't get, you know, if we didn't get our quarterback back, he's going to be there.
What about the film room? Has he been in the film?
He had a chance to take this job, and apparently he hasn't.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now. Set this out right now. We go into the first game, and Anthony Jennings is our starting quarterback.
He is.
He's not. Brandon Harris ain't the future.
Exactly. That's
the
season. That's what I'm
the
saying.
Season is done if Jennings
is the starting
quarterback.
He's transferring. I'm telling you, he's transferring.
I'll tell you why.
Because we'll lose the
because
second and third.
We
game.
Don't have a couple of warm-up games to go.
No, you we got one.
You
got
to know who your starter is going to be. Game one.
We go
and
McNeese
he's
State,
play.
And we got Mississippi State on
yep.
the road,
and yep. Auburn.
You've got to play whoever it is going to be for the whole season has got to start against
McNeese. That's why I'm saying. And Jennings is a starter. We know Brandon hasn't put in the time. He doesn't know the system.
Because you can't afford to put Jennings in one game and then throw Harris in the next game and play musical quarterbacks throughout the season. You cannot do it. You have to have.
We know that from previous years that never works.
And I also want to talk about. Let's be careful about labeling Felipe Franks the savior.
No, I'm not saying that.
Because
no,
we did that with Russell Shepard, and some bitch never took a snap at quarterback.
I'm telling you, the guy, the left-hander, the freshman, is a winner. I'm calling it. I'm telling you. They both getting hurt, and he comes
Pat
in.
Pat Morris called it.
He also,
God darn
he also
it,
called
it.
Us hey, top Pat, six ranking this year.
Pat, that's your three-star guy.
Beer? Huh?
That's your three-star guy.
Yeah. That's all you got.
And that ties into what I was saying earlier. Yeah. How many people left this year? How many people transferred this year because they didn't have the smarts to get on the damn field?
Right.
Yep.
I'm not talking about quarterbacks. I'm talking about
well, that happens at every general. School, though.
What it happens at every school, but we went from the number two recruiting class, then we dropped completely out of it because the guys are transferring that they don't even know the playbook.
Bud Light.
Right.
You know, they can't even grasp.
The best athletes speed. Aren't always known as the smartest guys.
I'll take a smart guy because you got
that's
enough athletes
why,
around.
That's why
you.
I said, and I agree.
Hell,
with
I
that.
Would have a better chance of running an offense.
Give
at least I
can
semi pick it up.
Understand a playbook and put in the time. I don't want a five right. star if you can't understand a damn playbook.
Or have the work ethic.
Or have the work ethic. Right. Exactly.
The most frustrating thing about it is the quarterback situation. Given, I mean, it's. We're still an 8-9, possibly 10-win team.
With a bad quarterback.
With a shoddy quarterback situation.
Right.
And that's why we are
and
upset.
That's why I called
that's
the
why we're
preseason.
Upset.
I know that, without question.
That's why I said the preseason ranking. If we got one transfer that was worth a shit, we would be in that top
well,
top.
Here's the thing. LSU
and I'd be out of a Tundra, huh?
I'd let you drive and put a gas in it.
Thank you.
LSU's set up this year for Feast of Famine. We're either going to have a really good season a really bad season.
Well, there's a profound statement.
No, there's not going to be any 8 or 9 win season. It's going to be you're going to win 6 games or you're going to win 10, 11.
No, I honestly think I think we're 8 and 14.
So we're going to duplicate last year.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're an 8-14.
I can see that.
We're not
8-4 Music City
Bowl. Like you said,
again.
we got 4 wins that aren't conference wins already. And we're at least 4-4 in the conference.
You think Florida, South Carolina?
Florida's at home. That's a win.
Mississippi
South
State.
South Carolina's on the road. It always scares me. Mississippi State on the road scares me because they don't really have a whole lot coming back. But just I've seen one quarterback defeat LSU.
Yeah, oh yeah, hell
I've
yeah.
I've seen that happen before. And Dak is still there. And Dak's the man. And he's got like this vendetta against LSU because Gary Croton tried to recruit him as a tight end.
Right.
So that worries me in Starkville.
Early in the season.
Yeah,
Bama, we're getting our butt.
But you got to remember, their offensive line are all going to be trying to gel early.
That's fantastic. We have two starters on the defensive line. That's it. We have Devin Gotchaw and Christian Lockhartour. Our defensive ends, kind of unproven.
So we know what Arkansas is going to do. They're going to run all over us.
So yeah, Arkansas's game plan. Yeah, but you talk about Arkansas. Arkansas runs the ball. They quarterback threw 20 touchdowns last year. You know what our quarterback threw? 11.
But he throws in key times. They're wide open.
So
well, we should have been able to do that last year. There was plenty of opportunities,
and we just can't.
You can't if you miss the receiver. It's kind of hard.
We're Arkansas with a crappy quarterback situation.
So hold on,
and more talent all around.
If we had to pick an upset, say LSU beats a team they're not supposed to beat. Which SEC team they're going to beat? They're not supposed to beat.
Auburn at home.
Auburn
at home. Just because it's a CBS game.
It's a 3:30 CBS game.
Yeah, I mean,
just because Vern's going to say
it all
Alabama
depends.
On the road.
No.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
It depends on how good Alabama's quarterback is this year. You
Coker's going to start.
Yeah.
So,
their secondary is very suspect. If we can throw the ball at all against Alabama,
see our back seven. That's the strength of our defense.
Right.
We have two good defensive tackles. We have two defensive ends who played. We got Tayshaun and Bauer. He's kind of like the speed rusher guy, and we have a bigger defensive end. Help me out, podcast.
The new guy, freshman, huh?
Lamar Lewis? No,
he's a big dude. He's like 350 pounds and 6'6 or something like that.
Yeah, there's somebody on the other side. Tayshaun and Bauer was the start at one. Help me out.
Let me pull it up.
Vidal.
Post-sick. I mean, he's rated one of the best.
Posick's either be center or guard.
He needs to
play
center.
Depends on who develops. They're talking about somebody else at center, and they move him to guard.
Posick can play any position, but he needs to play center,
right,
though. He's the smartest guy on the field.
I think there's a freshman coming in. They're talking about starting at right tackle right away.
Your Wi-Fi is slow. Give me a minute to pull it up.
I mean, it sucks. Trust me. Sign a petition. AT&T DSL blows ass. So.
Oh, okay. We did get a partial defensive line starting lineup here. And we'll stick to the offensive line. Left tackle, Jared Hawkins.
That's right, Jared.
Yeah. Left guard, Posick.
Posick.
Will Clapp at center.
Okay.
Josh Booty at right guard.
Okay.
And Vidal at right tackle.
Right. Okay. All right. That's what it was. Yeah. I know Booty and Clap, kind of the new guys are coming in. Booty Clap.
Oh, we got a name
Booty
now.
Booty Clap. Clap.
Booty Clap.
Every time we get a 10-yard run,
Will
Booty Clap.
Will Clap is the son of Tommy Clap, who played defensive tackle at LSU back in 1987.
So basically, he had to clap.
He had to clap.
Wow.
Lewis, tell me how the jambalaya is. I know.
Yeah. Eat about 10 bowls.
Yeah, D-line.
Lockett and Gacho, we know. Tayshaun Ba was the other one. I can't remember the other defensive end.
Lewis Neal on the
Lewis
other
Neal.
End.
I knew it was a Lewis. Yeah.
What's his measurements? It was like 3.
7.5.
56.6 or something like that.
That's what he wants to know.
6'1", 255, but who knows
around.
I was thinking of somebody else then.
Yeah, who knows how old those numbers are.
So we got Beckwith, middle linebacker. The outside linebackers, one of them is Lamar Lewis.
Linebackers, you got Lamar Lewis and Duke Riley.
Duke Riley.
At strong linebacker. Beckwith, a middle linebacker, and Deion Jones at
How's our depth?
Debo!
Well, one thing is for sure, we can't afford any injuries on a defensive line.
No, we cannot lose anybody.
Nope. No. Secondary is Tre'Davious White.
Secondary, we're deep, but it's the linebackers.
The other corner, I think, is one of the true freshmen or redshirt freshmen.
Now, next year.
Ed Paris is one of the guys.
There's not a lot of starters here, so I'm just going to name because
There's a bunch of guys
White,
in the mix.
Yeah, Tre'Davious White definitely playing corner.
Jalen Mills is a safety. He's one of the safeties.
Jalen Mills.
Ricky Jefferson is probably the other safety.
Well, for safeties, he's got Jalen Mills and Jamal Adams, and then Ricky.
Jamal Adams,
and then
I'm sorry.
And then Ricky Jefferson as a sub for both of them.
Yeah.
So, like, those three. Like, Ricky Jefferson is just like the starter.
Dude, as much as I hated George Jefferson, I love Ricky Jefferson that much more. I watched a couple of games on the SEC top 20 games or whatever, and Ricky Jefferson was – he was in the mix making plays.
He was all over the place.
He's making plays. Jamal Adams. We get Dwayne Thomas played good early in the season. He got hurt. He tore his ACL last year or something. He got hurt. So he didn't play from like the third or fourth game on. He played all right in the Wisconsin game. So he's another guy who's a safety, I think. And you got cornerback is Trey White and
Dante Jackson.
He's a true freshman.
Yeah.
Ed Paris is in the mix, too.
Yeah, Paris should be in the mix. Apparently, Miles didn't mention him at the Rotary Club meeting, but he should.
I think he's a redshirt freshman, right? Or is he a true freshman as well?
I couldn't tell you right now.
That's not important. Forget about it.
Anyway. What, you want to go for the punters and kickers, too?
Shane, Stacey Keenan, Kobe Della.
Hussein.
Thank you.
I think it's Della who.
We love him.
You didn't do it right. It's Della who.
Say!
There you go.
All right. Outstanding.
Before we got to mention this at least once this year, our backup punter, Josh Groudon.
From Australia.
Former professional Australian Football League player. Played two seasons with, what the hell's the name?
We like the Australian punters.
Yes, we do.
Speaking of that, I thought I saw an article pop up somewhere where Zach Lee's possibly talking about coming back to play college football.
Because
Zach Lee got called up by the Dodgers this year. Mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago.
Is he a pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got quarterbacks are, yeah.
Yeah. So he got called up by the Dodgers. So I forget who it was. Somebody knew the Advocate of the Times-Picayune, got him on the phone and asked him if he'd ever play football again. Because it's the middle, it's the end of July, and we're bored as hell trying to write sports stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zachary will never throw a football professionally again in his life.
Okay. You don't think?
He's about to be a starting pitcher for the Dodgers.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
he's never thrown another football again in his life professionally, man. Come on.
Okay.
That's somebody that's like, I don't know, maybe if my leg gets hurt. Yeah, because if you get hurt.
Why the Dodgers didn't make any moves.
I thought it might have been another Brandon Whedon. Yeah. Come to LSU.
No, Zach Lee's never playing football again.
He's hanging out with Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah. Zach Lee screwed LSU by leaving.
Which is not coming. Better than most people.
Oh, he was here.
Yeah.
Main course.
He was here.
Yeah, remember, he was here. He was like at fall practice.
Right.
And then like left in the middle of practice to go sign with the Dodgers.
That was a huge.
We had him. We thought we had him.
That was huge.
He was in practice.
If he had stayed, that's 3 years of good quarterback play, most likely.
We don't know that for sure.
But it's a good chance of it.
You know what I mean? Just like saying we picked up all these five-star recruits, they're going to start. Well, a lot of them are dropping like flies. So, I mean, we don't know.
It's a 50-50 shot. We got a 50-50 shot of Felipe Franks either being freaking great or just bottoming out.
Right.
And if he bottoms out,
we're optimistic.
I'm blaming the coaches. Well.
I mean, look at the schools who have had good quarterback play in the SEC over the last 10 years.
Okay.
Nick Saban inherited John Parker Wilson.
Okay, when he first started.
Then he got McElroy for 4 years.
The red hair. Yeah.
4 years he had good quarterback.
He was Alabama's version of Matt Mark. He was Matt Mark in a crimson jersey.
Last year, Sims wasn't even recruited as a quarterback. He was recruited as an athlete.
Yeah, Blake. So how much is that? Is that just Blake Sims all of a sudden just getting it? Or is that quarterback development by the coaches?
That's true. No, I'm not saying that we have not been able to develop our quarterbacks.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but most of our good quarterbacks in the last decade or a little bit more have been 5 year starters. I mean, 5 year.
Right. Give them time. Let them sit back and learn before throwing them in there. We screwed Jared Lee over by sticking him in there too early.
Don't even start me on that one.
But okay.
Well, we had to. I mean, it was
we had to because of Perilou. Perilou leaving was a detriment to the team.
Right, and a lot of us know that.
Let's not forget how that season started. That season started with Andrew Hatch as the starting quarterback.
Don't forget about
a transfer from Harvard.
Right. Don't forget about the Gunnar Keough situation. You know, that was another one.
The what?
The Gunnar Keough situation.
Yeah, Gunnar Keough, he's playing quarterback in Cincinnati and lighting it up.
That's what I'm saying. That's another one that screwed us. So if you look at it, some of it is a little bit of bad luck.
Gunnar Keough ended up transferring because we went ahead and we got Zach Medberger.
Yes.
Because he wouldn't give us – I think he was on the fence about baseball too, if I'm not mistaken.
Gunnar Keough's situation was that he was transferring everywhere. I mean, this –
Right, he went from Notre Dame to somebody.
Indiana, and eventually
he ended up at Cincinnati.
Yeah. But he would still be playing for us right now is the thing, you know.
Okay, but what about the other 2 years he's been here? You know, he didn't beat out Mettenberger, so he wouldn't be starting over him, you know.
Right.
I mean, he left because he wouldn't get in playing time. I ain't even mad about that one, to be honest with you.
No. I mean, he's playing at Cincinnati. It's a freaking – what conference are they in now?
The American.
Yeah, that's what the ACC. Tulane.
That doesn't matter.
He's playing a conference with Tulane.
He could be a good quarterback and
he's
be
in a conference with Tulane.
With Tulane.
He's lighting up Tulane.
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 Tulane. Tulane.
Where did the Ravens quarterback start at?
1825.
Tulane.
The Ravens quarterback
started at Delaware.
Joe Flacco.
Delaware.
Okay.
Is he elite?
I ain't worried about what they do in
the
NFL.
What I'm saying is you don't have to – it doesn't matter where you play quarterback at. If you're good, you're good. Just because you're in a crappy conference doesn't have anything to do with
it. You still got to have players around you.
Marvin's got a point. Quarterbacks can be drafted out of anywhere. As long as you're somewhere that's on TV putting up the numbers, you can get drafted. I mean, that's why quarterbacks do leave because if –
We don't.
No quarterback gets drafted for some jello shots for
the problem is, it's like baseball. They're going to take talent and develop them. But at our level, when we're talking about college football,
you get talent
without being developed at a small school and be good. But you got to, when you get to a big school, you got to have talent being developed more in order to get there.
So we are semi-pro. We're not regular college.
It's a go show first. It's a Jello show.
Oh, I need the
Jello
red.
Jello shots for the go show crew. Color you want, Chase?
This is the picture.
Let me ask Kayla what color. Let me ask Kayla what color Chase wants.
Oh shit!
This is the picture Kayla should be taking.
Oh, get that apple pucker shit away from me.
Let's see, the green, the blue, the purple, and the dark red are vodka, and the other ones are rum.
Oh, I got some vodka.
I took the grape because I throw up.
Some rum. You got some rum, Pocket.
Bama Red, baby.
That's just for you.
Latte Blue.
Pocket's going red.
Baby, I got to be honest with you. They are right.
That's actually really good.
All right. One Jello shot in. 30
All
minutes
right.
in.
So... Y'all want to go like a little bit position by position here and keep this smooth show flowing?
Yeah, we can stop Pocket, talking about quarterbacks.
How are we doing with time? How long have we been on?
Pocket, I don't care.
Okay. How's the show? Yeah. Eh? Okay.
It's something there.
I think it's something there too.
So
it's up in the air or it's something there?
Do we want to talk position by position? Yeah. Then we go to where we think the teams are going to fall this year?
What are our strengths and weaknesses?
We know. I'd rather do that than position.
Defense. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Let's do strengths and weaknesses.
Strengths and weaknesses.
Well, let's do.
You
know let's do strengths is? And weaknesses.
That's Joe's strength.
Let's do strengths and weaknesses for LSU versus the strengths and weaknesses of our competition this year.
That's like 12 teams.
I'm talking about the main competition, not every team we play in. You know,
I don't know shit about anybody else.
Yeah,
except quarterback. I know quarterback situation. I know I could probably tell
some
you about
running backs.
I could talk about running backs a little bit.
Offensive line,
you know,
like maybe.
Matchups. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we can do that
a little bit.
All right, we get into that week by week.
We do, but
so,
I mean,
okay, look, that's not bad. Let's go Mississippi State.
So that's be our first big competition.
So we know Mississippi State has a return as offensive. Their whole offensive line is gone.
They're done.
But they got the X factor.
They had the leading Heisman candidate in the country coming back.
Really?
He's in a top three.
He's a top three.
Okay.
I don't know about that either.
I'll give him top three.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't winning the Heisman because Mississippi State ain't winning more than seven games.
No. But I'm still telling you, top three.
And he's going to have to do it all himself.
So you want to start out early? Okay, second week of the season, we go to Starkville. That's big.
No, we're going to NASA first. Then
we're going to hit it. We're going to Keesley. We're going to NASA. We're detouring through NASA.
We're going to Starkville via NASA.
Via NASA.
And we're going with two cars this year, so they're going to follow us through there.
Hey, I'll be making that trip this year.
So how do we match up? So we know Mississippi State lost that running back from Franklinton who was in the same backfield with Terrence McGee.
Right.
So we don't know what they have there. We know where they had a quarterback. We know where they had an offensive line.
Lose a lot of offensive line.
I think they were placing a lot on defense, too.
Defense lost a lot.
Yeah, they lost a lot of people.
They're pretty depleted. Yeah,
they're not going to surprise people this year.
Mississippi State started the season out hot as hell last year, and then they had a big fall off at the end of the year.
Yeah, and I think
they lost all those players.
I think had they played us in Baton Rouge in October versus September, I think it's a W for LSU. I really do.
Yeah, well, that's why we got the win over Ole Miss, because we played them in October.
Because DJ Weldo.
Yeah. So the only thing I want to say about Mississippi State's defense is those who stayed remember that game, as much of a blowout as it was, and it was a blowout, still could have won that game on the last play of the game because Mississippi State put in their twos and we ran all over them.
Right. Yeah. So how good are their twos?
How good are the twos now after another year is a hard question to ask. But if that's what they're dependent on, I'm a little bit more optimistic about our offense against them. You know?
That we always play well in Starkville. Well, we always play well against Mississippi State.
Well, we'll see. Cause nice State's going to be going all crazy because this is their first home game since they finished their expansion. So
that's right.
They're going
to
be all.
Oh, we get to see a new stadium this year.
You saw part of it last time.
It's a full horseshoe now, man.
We saw it being constructed. Or were you too drunk?
Yeah, that's right.
They got rid of those portable bleachers in the end zone and put up like concrete and shit.
No, yeah,
they went all out.
Yeah.
Them high school bleachers are gone, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, and we beat their whatever in Holy Board Cornhole.
That's right.
Both of them.
They're fans.
We dropped F-bombs, S-bombs. You can beat the shit out of them. It's okay.
We beat the crap out of them in Cornhole. Their own game. Their game.
After we showed them how to play hole the board and smoked them in that,
yeah. We went there and
then they're like, well, play our game now.
Joe loves to smoke ass in cornhole.
I'm going to have to look. I can't remember the last time we lost in Starkville.
I can tell you it was that Phantom touchdown in 1999.
Uh-huh. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, it was like 12, 13 years before they beat us. And that was it. That was the game.
Yeah, we had a whole streak of never losing to them until last year.
Yeah, 99 was the last time we lost to them. And that was the first time we lost to them in Baton Rouge since like 85 or some shit.
Last year was the first time? Yeah.
Even when we were shitty. During, I mean, even Curly Holman beat.
Because
Jackie Sherrill coached Mississippi State team.
Because as shitty as LSU, as shitty as we were at LSU, they were way shittier.
Yeah, it was like even during the 4-7 seasons, we always beat Mississippi State. So, all right. So that's, I mean, the fact that that game's on the road and Dak Prescott's the quarterback, that's
50-50 shot.
That's a 50-50 shot without question. Yeah, awesome. Auburn at home, 2:30. The whole day game myth is gone because the whole scared of playing Death Valley myth is gone, in my opinion, even with 102,000 people now.
Who will not be in attendance at that game? That game, we don't crack 95. I don't care what kind of statement the athletic department puts out. It's a fucking day game in September. We'll be lucky if there's 90,000 people in that stadium.
Yes, it will be.
Because it's going to be hot as fucking hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's the week after Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Yes. It depends on if we beat Mississippi State or not.
And I'll be missing, so there'll be one short in that stadium.
Damn it.
Shit.
Me and Joe. Whoever wants to come with us. Auburn is interesting.
They want revenge.
They are freaking – I mean, they are hyped like never before. They got a quarterback who started like 3 games – his whole career.
Right.
They lost a running back. And they went 8-5. They were the same record as us last year. They went 8-5. Mm-hmm. But they're picked to win the SEC.
Because
they have a lot of returning.
Coordinator.
Because Will Muschamp is the defensive coordinator now.
And because they have a lot of players returning.
And because Jeremy Johnson completed 75% of his passes, and he only threw like 37 passes.
Right.
So
probably still more than LSU quarterback.
Jeremy Johnson's been hyped for like the last like 2 or 3 years. They've been talking about him since I was like 10.
Well, who do they play before us? Because we'll be their test.
Auburn's scheduled before us. They are versus Louisville.
That's right.
Atlanta.
They play in Atlanta?
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of Atlanta's 2 kickoff games this year.
I'm going to get 2.
Yeah.
Those Aggies, please.
That's the only way to get fans in their stadium because they know the Atlanta fans don't show up.
No, they sure don't. They have Louisville in Atlanta, and then they have Jacksonville State at home.
They're the tough one.
And that's it.
So they're 2-0 coming to Baton Rouge.
They're 2-0 coming in hype without playing a real SEC team. We're their test.
Mm-hmm.
We're the make or break for this season.
And they want revenge.
Why? Because they beat us 41-7 last year?
And they beat the crap.
Oh,
dude,
I think 2 years ago.
I sat there and watched us get the crap beaten out of us in Auburn last year.
That's right.
It was not fun.
They don't need revenge. They're going to say, oh, this team's easy.
No, look, Auburn.
Good. I hope they sleep on us.
I'm giving us a 65.
Well, the last time they were in Baton Rouge, we beat them, though.
I'm giving us a 65-35 chance of beating Auburn at home.
I like our chances against Auburn.
How does that – their defensive line and front 7 look like? That's going to be a big.
We don't know that because we're not that smart.
I know that the week.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now.
But here's the thing.
What's our
record? They can't stop the run.
Let's just do this. We'll make it easy. What's our record after Auburn, Mississippi State?
After Auburn, Mississippi.
Who knows?
3-1.
Out of 3 games?
Conference record, I'm sorry.
1-1.
And it's only.
Auburn, Mississippi State won.
I think we're
splitting them.
Yeah, I think we're.
And if it's not, we're going to go undefeated going into Alabama. If we're 2-0.
No.
You think we're going to lose against South Carolina on the road?
Somewhere down the road, we should.
Florida at home.
I think we're going to lose somewhere we shouldn't lose.
Those are the only other 2 teams we got to worry about.
Happens every year.
We get by Auburn, Mississippi State. We're 2-0 going into the mid of September into October. I mean, Florida at home doesn't bother me. South Carolina on the road bothers me.
South Carolina's a little scary, yeah.
I mean, it's scary because we just don't know. Because, I mean.
Well, what does South Carolina have?
It doesn't matter. It's LSU on the road.
Still.
It's Arkansas won their first conference game in 2 years against us last year.
I don't understand that, but I mean,
what?
But still,
Carolina don't have a whole lot. What are they gonna do? They're not gonna
Arkansas
be that good.
Arkansas didn't have a whole lot.
Arkansas, I would.
They were so one dimensional.
They were over their last 12 in the conference. What you?
Yeah, but so they lost a lot. They did lose a lot of close games, though. They almost beat Bama.
That's fucking fantastic.
You know.
They were playing
an LSU team who was playing for absolutely nothing at that point, you know.
What was their record? 0-12.
Yeah, 0-12.
The conference.
I'll give
it's
some more.
It's a conference game on the road. I'm worried about South Carolina. The same way I'm worried about Mississippi State.
I'll give you more credence, Gary. I'll give you even more to back that up. Before South Carolina, it's after the Mississippi State Auburn. Set in September
at Syracuse
and home versus Eastern Michigan.
So that should be
two games that will probably sleepwalk through. After South Carolina is home against Florida.
Then
West lulled against
in, we're going this team's gonna get lulled to sleep in late September. Gonna go to South Carolina. You know, maybe South Carolina's got one or two losses by then.
Early,
maybe one or two conference losses by then. And we're going to sleepwalk into that game, looking ahead to Florida, because as bad as Florida is, I think the players still look forward to it.
It's the one permanent SEC East opponent.
Yeah. So we'll get it's a trap game.
So it's the one trap game this year.
So then you recover. You struggle to beat Western Kentucky because we're going to be hungover from Florida.
Let's not get ahead of yourself. Let's talk about Florida here for a second.
I'm talking about Florida. You're going
to. Do we not give McElwain's going to be good, but like not this year, right?
Not this year.
I don't think McElwain makes it at all.
Not this year.
Yeah, so I look at that dude and I see Les Miles.
So then you go to Alabama, get your butt handed. Yeah.
So he's got 10 years. So
with Les Miles like, with less talent to start with.
I look at him. He doesn't look like the guy.
Muschamp wasn't just bad. That cupboard is bare at Florida. Yeah. It's going to be a while.
Plus, he's cleared house with some people, too.
Yeah. So Florida's.
But Joe's right. If we take care of business. I mean, we should be Florida at home, but South Carolina is a trap. It is no doubt a trap game.
Okay. I agree with you on that.
For your Tundra again.
Now, granted, we've never lost to South Carolina in Columbia since we've. There was no side of that bet. It was all me.
I will tell you this, though, and you don't want to bet the Tundra on
I thought
on
it
that.
Was a golf cart or something.
But if we beat both Mississippi State and Auburn coming out of that, we are in that top six.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, by attrition in the first couple weeks of
I'm
the season.
I'm just telling you, don't freaking.
Yeah, by week four, if we undefeated, yeah.
But definitely, because Mississippi State, they're going to be ranked below us. Auburn's going to be ranked ahead of us.
Auburn's four or five?
Yeah, so we're probably like 11 or 12 or 10 maybe if we beat Mississippi State. We beat a top five team.
We go into the top 10. We're at 10.
We beat
maybe.
A top five team. Yeah, we cracked the top six.
Okay, so good. At least we're in agreement for a change. So.
Something else
I can
to think about.
The to the game that
we probably way. Turn some heads, especially if we do it convincingly.
We don't
tend to win games convincingly during the day. It's going to be like a field goal game.
You know what'll happen?
Oh, God, yeah.
At that point, I tell you what I'll do for you. I'll be driving the Tundra home from the game.
Are we still on the Tundra?
Which it happens anyway.
From the Auburn game? That's impossible. That's
no,
a trick
no, no,
question.
No, about the games after Auburn, which is normal.
Because you're not going to be at the Auburn game. Exactly. Don't try to fuck with me on that. All right. Eastern Michigan, win.
Well, one more thing about South Carolina. With all the stuff that's going on this offseason with Spurrier, I'm looking at the schedule before they face LSU. It's North Carolina and Atlanta, and then Kentucky, Georgia, and Missouri before they play LSU.
Ooh, they got
a
gauntlet.
That's a little bit of a gauntlet.
So they could be, like, depleted
if they're you know
injury wise too
if,
going
if
into
they're if
1-2 0-3
if they're
possibly.
1-2 0-3 does like
they need does, that game
pack does it in.
Spurrier say he's packing it in before they play LSU
he's gonna play golf
they could either turn it they could do
my
one
opinion
two things. They could turn
they're
it
at least 1-2 coming out of that
I think yeah
but they could do 1-2 things
that's
they could say that's
though.
It we're writing the season off
because Kentucky I say a toss up Missouri a toss-up. Georgia's a loss. Georgia's I don't know where it's at, but they always lose to Georgia.
Georgia's a loss this year.
Yeah. That is a tough schedule that, to start with. They got North Carolina in a dome, then Kentucky, Georgia, UCF, who they almost lost to last year.
Right.
And Missouri before they play us.
What's their bye week?
Not until after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. They're going to be tied.
That's a tough one.
Fit to be tied. All right, so that makes me feel a little bit better about South Carolina.
That does make me feel better about South Carolina.
Plus, the last time we we waxed their ass. Well, no, that was the line. That was the
ref helping
the
game.
The ref helping game.
Oh shit!
That was 2007. Oh, 2008.
All right. I've talked about the before. That ref played running back at Kentucky.
Yeah, of course he did.
Was that the game we did the fake field goal?
Podcast.
That was 07.
Looking
07.
Down the road.
That was 07 at home.
Who does Florida have before us, and who does Alabama have before us?
We'll look at that too.
We'll look at that right now.
I don't
now.
Care. Florida at home, that's a win.
Oh, it should be a win. Florida's I'm just wondering. Win.
Bama's got a bye week before we play us, don't they?
It's going to be a win, but it's going to be one of those LSU versus Tennessee. Ooh. Derek Dooley's first year head coach kind of wins.
Who does Florida
have? You're right. It could already be off the rails for Florida because they got New Mexico State and East Carolina and some bullshit starter games. Then Kentucky, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Missouri before us.
At Ole Miss,
ooh,
Missouri.
Shit.
Yeah, I like us against Florida at home.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
They could already have given up. Not to mention the fact that they get after us as a bye and then the cocktail party.
But I mean, I'll take 3-1 after those first four games with a loss against South Carolina.
Well, the problem is we get to the
I always say is if you're going
to
lose a game,
lose to the East
first. Yeah.
Problem is we're going to get to the backside of our schedule. This is where it's going to suck.
Alabama. November.
At Ole Miss.
November.
Arkansas. Arkansas ain't gonna be a slouch.
No,
then
I'm
gonna
tell you right now, at Ole Miss, probably a loss.
I'd say Ole Miss a loss too. I call.
Even though they have a new starting quarterback too.
Yeah, November is gonna be brutal for LSU. Yeah.
If we go 2-2 in November,
as easy as October might be, November's gonna be.
If we go 2-2, I'm
in
ecstatic.
November.
I'm ecstatic.
Yeah, that's why we're in 8. We're in 8.
Especially if we're undefeated going into Bama.
Wait, I'm picking
what?
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 It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible.
Well,
no,
Les Miles' team, it's kind of common.
Les Miles' team is
Joe
unlikely.
Not throwing up 7 times in a garbage can is not impossible.
9 times.
I didn't throw up 1 time last year. Didn't throw
Rebecca
up once.
Rebecca did.
My wife did.
Rebecca did.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Did.
All right.
And so did that chick with the bag.
So moving on. We agree. So we agree. October. Favorable.
Yeah.
Favorable October.
November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. September, we're 3-1. October, we probably 4-0.
I like it.
Okay.
So we're sitting at 7-1.
We're sitting at 7-1.
Going leading into Alabama.
Going to Tuscaloosa.
If we lose to Alabama.
Let's say we go 2-2 in November.
The schedule.
They're going to be honest with you.
We lose to Alabama, 7-2.
If we 7-1 going to Alabama.
Arkansas is a 50-50 shot because you're coming off of Alabama.
Arkansas is always a 50-50 shot.
It is.
But
anyway.
Here's the thing.
I do say we beat them this year.
If you're out of the conference race, we're done.
No, I say well, you're going to be 7-2. You're not out of the race at that point.
Yeah, because Bama's schedule at well
because of who beats who.
Bama's schedule. I mean, Bama, if they're going to have a loss, will probably have it before they play us.
Yeah.
Because after us, they're at State. They got a homecoming game against Charleston Southern, a bye week.
What?
And the Iron Bowl.
In Iron Bowl.
Yeah, all right, so we're 7-1 in Alabama. Say we lose to Alabama, 7-2.
That's the best case scenario.
I'm going to call Arkansas a win. Right now,
I think so.
Just because it's at home, okay. That's the only reason.
It's the first.
So that's 8-2.
It's the first Arkansas home game that's going to matter too, because it's the first Arkansas home game that's not the Friday after Thanksgiving.
So we're 8-2
ever.
Going to Ole Miss. I say we lose at Ole Miss.
I think we beat Ole Miss.
I'm thinking
because you know how much my cousin's looking forward to that game.
I know, but it's a trap deal.
He wants to whoop their ass.
That's great. Is he throwing? Is he throwing passes for us?
I was gonna say.
No.
Rip off his shirt.
No.
In their locker room and.
I'm not saying that.
Ole Miss crying.
I'm saying.
So 8-3 after Ole Miss.
You don't think they're gonna have a bunch of blitz packages going after
him? A&M, we're gonna win because there's gonna be hype against Chavis.
We beat Ole Miss.
Kick his ass.
Yeah.
So I call
I like us against A&M.
I call 9-3.
I do.
Going into a bowl?
Going into a bowl.
I say 10-4 because I think we're 6-2 going to Alabama. I really do. I think we're 6-2 going to Alabama.
But you could see the 7-1 very easily.
Bottom line is really. None of us think we're winning 10 games.
Mississippi State and Auburn's a split for me. I say you go undefeated in October.
I think we do go undefeated in October.
I think we lose to South Carolina.
All right. Well, none of us think we're winning 10 games this year.
No.
So
no.
We're
even
either
Dave
be,
always said
we're either gonna win 8 or we're gonna win 9. That's
I just don't
want
to go to Music City.
Where we are,
we're going to Texas. This
yeah,
year.
I've heard a lot of people say Nashville sucked. That sucked.
Cotton Bowl.
That was not a good trip.
No, we're going to Texas this year for a game.
So anyway, podcast. What we had on time? We got about an hour. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, we're about an hour.
All right, so predictions.
Crappy ass show.
Predictions?
Yes, it's crap. Give
it 8-4. We're at 8-4.
I say 9-3.
I'm going 9-3 because of that split.
I'll say 9-3 also.
Joe Labat says 7-5.
No, Joe Labat says we're going undefeated.
We're beating everybody. We're undefeated going to Alabama.
Right. He's 10-2 at least.
Yeah.
I'll do 9-3. I'll agree with 9-3.
Podcast, where you stand, Joe? Give us your prediction. Season end. What are we?
What? Oh shit!
Wait.
Hold on. He's been thinking about it the whole time.
Bring it down.
First of all, I'd like to preface this with the fact that we're never right in our predictions.
Oh no, I'm under.
These preseason shows are always way off.
Who's ever right on preseason?
Not too many people.
Not even nobody from ESPN.
I remember going back and listening to the show.
Remember Cameron Newton? Who the hell is Cameron Newton?
Cameron Newton. He stole computers in Florida. He's the starting quarterback at Auburn. Hey, he's turned out to be pretty fucking good, my guy.
Who the hell is Cameron Newton?
He's still a dick. And he makes good polo shirts, by the way.
But that's my point. You know, we don't know
so
the quarterback situation
prediction?
At all these schools.
Nobody
really knows, but I want to say we're going to win 10. So.
We called it! What did I say?
I can't tell you anything about the quarterback situations around the rest of the conference, but I can tell you about ours. We're going to suck.
We don't have to be great.
Call me a naysayer. I'm sorry.
I
apologize.
And he's saying Fournette's winning the Heisman, too.
You know what?
We've had 10-win seasons with George Jefferson at quarterback.
Fournette ain't winning a Heisman. If we don't have a quarterback that completes more than 50% of his passes, he can't win a Heisman because they're going to put 12,000 people in the box.
Right. Well, I agree with you. And we're going to have all the running backs that are going to share the
ball.
If we don't
have a quarterback that can throw 10 yards.
Well, you remember, we won 10 games with Jordan Jefferson as a starting quarterback.
All I want is 55 to 57% of
better
defense.
At least get us up to near that 55 to 60%.
45 to 47 ain't going to cut it.
No, you cannot be negative. You've got to be positive. So, yeah. Kerry's the big naysayer.
Joe's the sunshine pumper, and Kerry's the negative.
I'm on a dark side with JJ. I'm 8-4 with a bowl loss. I'm 8-5 again.
We might win the bowl this year.
We've never win bowls.
Kerry's just a jaded LSU fan.
Of course, neither does Nick Saban.
Trust me, I'm so done. It is sad. I feel bad.
Okay, here's your question. If we go 8-5, Saban stays? I mean, Saban, Jesus Miles. Christ.
Yeah, Saban says Alabama. Yeah.
Edit that one out.
Yeah, 8-5. Yeah,
8-5. Miles stays?
Yes.
One more year. Yes. It don't matter. Oh, he'd have to go 3 and whatever.
They owe him too much money now.
Oh, I'm pretty sure people will buy his.
He would have to go 3.
Oh, please.
Winning seasons, he's always going to be. I'll say this for like, we're stuck with him.
Okay.
We are stuck
here's
with
the
him.
Problem. Here's
as long as he's going 8-4,
potentially
nine,
the number
three,
one recruiting class coming in this
we
year.
We are stuck with him.
Pretty much.
His buyout's
big. We go 8-5. What, I guess, all the.
No, next year, we go 8-5 this year. Next year, that's it. He's got the ultimatum. I guarantee.
Yeah, you can't go 8-5 3 years in a row.
We go. He's got one more year at 8-5. Next year, like you go 8-5 this year, you can't do it next year. He's gone.
Yeah, you got to win.
What excuses are people going to give if we go 8-5 again?
There's
year?
No excuse.
Talk to the sunshine pumpers over there to your left.
It's easy. Oh, we don't have a quarterback. Any. We still don't have a quarterback.
Chase is like, not me, buddy.
Oh, you're not a sunshine pumper no more? You're on the dark side?
Chase is a realistic side. He's a moody now.
Chase is like, my cousin's on the staff. He's going to get promoted.
Hey,
the ultimate sunshine pumper. Off the record, before we started the show, the ultimate sunshine pumper right here, the managing editor of AndyValleyShow.com and the creator of the Ghost Show said, I think I might be more pessimistic about the season than y'all guys are.
Yeah.
What Look you got?
I have
the beard and the yellow hat and the and all. He's
I have 7-5.
Trust me.
You have 7-5. Okay.
Because I just
who are we losing to?
Everybody.
No.
We're gonna go one and six
in conference. I mean,
I think we have one win in the SEC West. Huh? And we lose to South Carolina, or I don't know. Fuck Syracuse. Maybe.
So you think we're gonna lose to Mississippi State and Auburn?
I don't think we beat.
And then go into South Carolina.
Who's our one
blow
win?
That
who's
one
you
one
think
win
we're gonna lose an out of conference game? Possibly.
A&M. I think the fact that we finally get a full week for Thanksgiving gives us an edge against A&M, who's going to be
John Chavis factor.
Yeah,
I think
A&M
Chavis
who's all pissed off that they're not playing on Thanksgiving Day, and the rest of us could give a crap less about it.
Because I think they'll be like around 6-5, 7-4 at that point too.
Yeah.
So we could lose to every team in the West
except A&M.
Except A&M.
Who are we going to win? Who are we going to win against?
A&M.
Either. No,
no,
we
no.
What part of that didn't we get?
He said so, like four times.
No. We're going to beat Florida?
We will beat Florida or South Carolina.
Not both.
Or South Carolina. Yeah. I would say of the two, I would say we'll
beat Florida. We're a 3-5 conference team?
Yeah.
No way.
I'd say we're 500.
Let me put it this way.
Four last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not that big of a stretch.
Let me go through it real quick for you.
Talent alone, we have more.
I don't think the quarterback.
Can we get JJ back over there?
Yeah, but looking at the schedule.
He would kiss you on the lips right now.
Podcast, after you looked at the schedules that they played before us, you didn't change your tune a little bit?
No, because I'm remembering why I think we're going to suck this year. The quarterback play will not improve.
Nope.
Thank you.
Quarterback's four long.
I agree with you.
The quarterback play will not improve.
Defense is not as good as what it was.
The running backs. Pray to God that Leonard Fournette does not get hurt, all right?
Right.
Because if that happens, it might be worse.
Yep.
No, yeah. Granted, it's all dependent on injuries.
I have no idea how everyone on the planet seems to think that after how long was John Chavis here? Five years? Mm-hmm. 5-6 years?
That we're going to get better?
He got hired.
How in the world is not only nobody saying this defense is going to be worse, but nobody, everybody is saying this defense is going to be better with a new coordinator.
No, I don't. I can't
with
agree
a new coordinator who's different from
no,
who's has a different philosophy than Chavis.
We had that argument earlier, and I said they're going to be worse. You said
you know
they would be better.
No, I said they would be faster than we've had in a long time.
This team is last year's team with a worse defense.
Exactly.
How in the world are we going to be a better team?
I'm looking forward to one thing, and I'm glad you say we're going to beat Texas A&M. Because I'm looking forward to if this season goes to shit, which it very well could be, and we're 6-5 going to whatever, 6-5 going into A&M. I'm looking forward to one thing, and just sitting in that damn stadium, and for us to be 3rd-19 against A&M, and we convert, so I can say 3rd-Chavis and fucking Texas A&M fans. That's all I want to do. That's all. I'm gonna drop the fucking mic and say I'll take my 7-5 season, and I'll go beat fucking Eastern fucking. Whoever. I'll go beat East Carolina in the Liberty Bowl this year. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I don't want us to be this
I want
to
yell 3rd-Chavis
fan. Let me tell you something else.
That's all I want.
I may be, like, having a real bad feeling about this season. We beat Mississippi State by more than a field goal. That is all turning around. Like, we beat Mississippi State by, like, a touchdown or more on ESPN on a Saturday night.
We're dancing in Starkville,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
We are going out in Starkville that night.
I'm going to be up on
night.
The 10-win bandwagon.
What did I say earlier about this being a feast or famine season?
Yeah.
Either 7-5 or 10-2.
Thank you for proving this dickhead's point. Way to go, podcast.
Speaking of feast or famine, I am hungry.
We're all hungry. Anybody want to give, like, SEC East, West, and championship predictions?
Right, JJ. Mississippi State, dark horse.
Dark horse.
Oh, we didn't do any dark horses, did we?
We didn't talk about anybody.
I think it's Georgia. Georgia's year.
I think
it's Georgia's year.
Georgia's year in the East.
Yeah, Bama.
In the West. I'm not going with Bama this
year. I'm not going Auburn.
Well, I can't pick anybody but Bama.
Not Bama or Auburn, huh?
I don't want to, but I can't see it.
Auburn?
Auburn.
I don't see it from Auburn.
I'm listening to Paul Feinbaum's show too damn much.
What is wrong with
Paul?
You, son?
Paul.
I don't know why.
Son, what is wrong with you?
Missouri and Alabama.
I like the laugh.
Okay, I'm going with Alabama. I'm going with Georgia, but my dark horse is Tennessee.
That's a
– Josh Dobbs.
My dark horse is Tennessee?
Who's winning the SEC?
Oh, Bama.
Actually, I'm going with Georgia.
Georgia. That's my dark horse.
To win?
To win the SEC.
An East team finally?
Mm-hmm. I'm going with Georgia this year.
Against the mighty West? Well, then the SEC will really fall, huh?
No, actually, yeah, probably
that happens. That happens. I don't think we get a team in the playoff.
No, we don't.
Yes.
Georgia will be there.
I agree with
Georgia. SEC.
No, I don't think
so. SEC team wins. SEC team should be in the playoff.
No, Danny Cannell will eat that shit up. The rest
because
of the
so tied in SEC
it.
Network, they're not going to eat
Let's
it up.
Let's keep this in mind. If Georgia was actually a Western Division
They'd be mid,
opponent,
mid-Western
Mark
division.
Rick would be fucking Les Miles. That Georgia is that.
No. Kerry, if Georgia was a Western Division team, Mark Rick would have been fired 3 years ago.
That's a good point. No, I'm saying Gary Pinkle, Missouri, proved me wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
They won it 2 years in a row.
Exactly.
I think their schedule is a little bit tougher this year. I don't know who they play out the West.
And their team last year they had a lot of returning players.
But out of the East, they're the only one that has a quarterback who's played all the whole season. But Tennessee interests me. Georgia has a new starting quarterback.
Is my dark horse. My national championship dark horse is TCU.
The Roundtable Go Show is back. I'm glad everybody was able to make it.
Yeehaw!
My neighbor got a little taste of what kind of happens at tailgating a little bit.
A little more beer is involved.
But
he just get his assistance. It's been
productive conversation with a lot of our own antics, as we always can do.
A lot of predictions that won't matter.
I gotta tell you, I'm gonna show this. If there was any proof that Podcat, if we needed any reason why Podcat was like, no, I don't want to do the show on campus ever again, this is probably it.
This is probably it because
we had about 45 minutes of good material and like an hour and a half of shitty material.
But we did test the studios out.
This has been a go show as only we can present it. For Cody, for Pat, for Starving Marvin, for Chase Moody.
Yo yo.
Chase Moody. Ed Ogeron's cousin. Hey, Ed Ogeron's cousin.
We can change.
Matter of fact, I'm going to start calling Ed Ogeron Ed Moody.
No, he's got more money.
It's been a go show. Louis Labatt giving us beer throughout the whole show. My wife for giving us Jello shots. We're done.